Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Sukkah daf Mentes. We are not going to finish the fourth parak today, but that's okay. We have a day pretty much filled with Agarata, which is some cool stuff, so let's dive right into it here. Where the two dots, not at the bottom, but the two dots just above that, about 10 lines up, Umenu Kavin Kamin Beis Chotman. If you remember, we had said that there were two pitchers that they would use, one for the Nisuch Hayayin and one for the Nisuch Hamayim. And one of them had thicker holes, it said, and one of them had thinner holes. So the Gemara says, "Lema masnizin Rabbi Yehuda v'lo Rabbanan." It seems like our Mishnah is holding like Rabbi Yehuda and not the Rabbanan. Why? Because if you remember, there was a machlokas in terms of how much water they would pour. Right? The time of the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda omer v'lo kai menasech kol shmona, and the Rabbi Yehuda had said that you pour one log as opposed to three log. Right, and if you're telling me the Nisuch Hayayin, the wine they poured was three log, which is much, much more than one log. So if you're dealing with an amount of liquid that's one log, and versus an amount of liquid that's three log, and you want them to pour out and finish at the same time, so obviously you need different size spouts. Now, the Rabbanan had other ninu, but if you're holding like the Rabbanan who held that the wine that the water was also three log, so why would you need different size spouts, right? Pashas, that would obviously just pour at the same speed and they'll finish up at the same time. So Gemara says, no. Afilu Tamei Rabbanan, Chamra Samech Maya Kalish. And this is what I mentioned yesterday, that water is thinner than wine, and therefore, right, to make sure that they poured out, even if you have one log versus three log, right, you still need to make sure that you have to align the pouring speeds of both liquids so that it would finish at the same time. And how can I miss that? And it makes a lot of sense because the Rabbi Yehuda, because if our Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda Shita, right, Racha v'katzer yisle, meaning Rabbi Yehuda says, right, that they're rachav and katzer, meaning he doesn't say, what's it called? Where is the language? Dakin m'uve, right? He says it's wide and narrow, meaning that, i.e., more legit, more like obvious differences in the pouring. The Tanya is willing to write. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shnei Kishavaos Hayusham, where there were two pitchers there by the Mizbeach. Echad Shal Mayim, Echad Shal Yayin. Shal Yayin Pia Rachav, Shal Mayim Pia Katsa. Again, one was for wine, one was for water. The wine one had a smaller mouth. The bigger mouth, and the water one had a smaller mouth. Kadeshi Yeshneim Kalim Vasaka said that they should both finish up at the same time. What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said there were Kamin Shnei Chotman right at the top of the daf, right? Dakin Umuve Vechadak, right? And there were one was thick, one was thin, right? So that's already right. That's a different description of how Rabbi Yehuda gave it. So it must be that the Mishnah is also is the Chachamim. Okay, the Mishnah had said Ma'arvo Shamayim Ma'arvo. Sorry, that the you poured on the western side of the Mizbeach for the water. And then they tell the whole story. Really, we're not quoting that. We're quoting the whole story at the end of the Mishnah about how a kohen once poured on his feet, and they threw esrogim at him because they were upset. As the Tanur by the Gemara quotes his story, right? Tanur went under the Raisa. Right, it happened that Tzduki poured the water on his feet because he wasn't so happy with it. He didn't want to do it. Rugamu kolam besrogim, and all the people right, threw their esrogim at him. And on that day, right, the keren, the horn, one of the, you know, in the mizbeach, they had in each corner, they had a one amma by one amma block of stone that kind of looked like horns protruding up. So one of them was nifkama, got a pagam, had some sort of blemish, right, meaning it got damaged. How did he damage a piece of stone, right, a stone mizbeach with his rogim? So if you look at Rashi, right, Rashi says, al yedei avanim shezor kubo, that not only did they throw his rogim, right, they also threw stones as well. So okay, so fine. So there, that's how you damage the mizbeach. Ve'viu bol shel melech v'satmu, lo b'pnei she'ukshu la'avodaso, la'avoda, elo b'pnei she'lo yira'e mizbeach pogum. And they came, they brought some salt to kind of fill up the hole, to fill up the crack or whatever it was. Not because that would make it mutter, meaning that as we'll see in a second, the mizbeach is pusel, is no good, you can't use it. But just, again, obviously, that until they actually repaired it with real stone. But they brought some salt there to kind of make it look better, right? Cosmetic, for cosmetic reasons. As the Gemara says, right? Should call it Mizbeach She'ein Lo Kevesh, V'lo Keren, V'lo Yisod, V'lo Ribua, right? If the Mizbeach is missing any of those four things, Kevish, the ramp. The Karen is the horn. The Yisod is the base, right? The one Amma by one Amma indent that you had on the bottom. Floribua, or it, and it's not a square for whatever reason. So Pasul Lavo, you can't use it in base on Mikdash. Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda, Omer Hava Sovev, right? Even the Sovev, we've mentioned, if you remember a couple of days ago, that there was a Sovev five Ammas above the base. There was another indent of an Amma, that was called the Sovev, right? That's also crucial, according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. But again, you see the Keren, right, that was damaged, so that was no good, when it was cracked, right, but they did kind of like make it look good, right, just so people wouldn't, right, it would be, right, if you look at Rashi, the last Rashi on the Amud, right, says, Mpinei HaKavod, right, to treat the Mizbeach with Kavod, so people should come to the Beis HaMikdash, even though the Mizbeach was possible, right, they still should see the proper full Mizbeach there. Okay. I'm a Rabbi Bar Hanan Rabbi Yochanan. Shisin Misheshes Yemei Breshes Nivru. The Gemara does not explain what Shisin are, but Pashas is, if you look at Rashi over here, and there's a discussion in terms of what it is, but let's say Rashi over here, he says that Shisin were these big depths, big open caverns underneath the Mizbeach. If we look at Rashi, Shisin is about 20 lines down, right? But basically, if you go to the middle of the Gemara and go to the right, so there's Rashi. Shisin, what was that? Chalal Shetachas Mizbeach Keneged Makom HaNechasim. Apparently, there's this big open space, this big cavernous pit. We'll see, there's a discussion of what it is, but let's say that was underneath the Mizbeach, and that's where, when you poured, did the Nisach HaMayim and Nisach HaYayin, there would be holes right in the ground, and they would go down into these Shisin. So the Rabbi Yochanan says that the Shisin were created from at the beginning of creation. Rashi Namar, as Balzac says, Chamuki Yerechayach Kamo Chalaim Maaseyide Uman. Probably should be Uman, right? The master creator, right? It's Chamuki Yerechayach, is your thighs are concealed like jewels, right? They're created by a master, like an expert craftsman. That's an Uman. So Chamuki Yerechayach Elo Shisin. That's referring to the Shisin, right? Again, their thighs, but she's referring to the thigh. I guess they were at the thighs or at the base of the Mizbeach, underneath, I guess. Kamo chalaim shecholim v'yodim ala tahom, they go down to the depths. Masei yidei uman, razu masei yidei umnaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, referring to created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so that's where Rabbi Yochanan learns it from. Tandabei Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, you can learn it from a different pasuk, more well-known pasuk, right? Bereshis, what is that? Altikri Bereshis, Ela Bara Shis, right? That you can learn the word Bereshis, that it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shisin, right? The holes underneath. Obviously, that's not the pasuk pshat, but you can darshan out that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Shisin. Tanya Lendin Reiser, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Shisin Mecholol and Vyordin Adat to Home, Shin Amar, how do you know they went all the way down to the deepest part, I guess, of the earth. Shemar's pasuk says, "Long pasuk, Ashira nali didi, Shira's dodi the karmo, Kerem hayali didi be Kerem ben Shemen, Vayaz kehu, Vayisal kehu, Vayisak lehu, Vayatehu sorek, Vayiver migdal betocho, Gam yekev chotzav bo." The Gemara darshens out. What's going on over here? Vayatehu sorek. That means that a Kosh Baruch Hu planted. Or something, it was planted. Zeh Beis HaMikdash. That's from the Beis HaMikdash. Ve'ivin Migdal B'tocho, and a tower was built inside of it. Zeh Mizbeach. That's the Mizbeach. Ve'gam Yekev Chatzavo. He even made the Yekev is a vineyard. Right, so even a vineyard was to make a really place to receive the grapes and make it into wine. So what's that called? It's a wine press, I guess. So Ela Shisin. That's talking about the Shisin. Again, you see that the Shisin was Chatzav literally means to be hewn. So it was. It was hewn inside of it, right? Inside the Beis HaMikdash, again, you get the image of a big hole underneath the Mizbeach. Okay. Tanya Melinda Nerbaisa. Amar Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzaduk. Lul Kotan Haya Bein Kevesh La Mizbeach. There was a space between the ramp and the Mizbeach, right? We mentioned this already in Yuma, if you remember. Or I think Yuma, maybe something. I think Yuma. B'maravo Shal Kevesh, on the western side of the ramp. V'achaz L'shivim Shana Pirche Kuna Yordin L'sham, right? And there was a little hole. Again, this is a little gap there between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, and to Pashas is, right, it went down, you can go straight down into this the Shisin. And apparently once in every 70 years, right, Achaz Shivim Shana, Pirchei Kuna Yodri L'Sham, you'd send a young coming down there, U'malaktin Misham Yain Kodesh, and they would just scrape off, and they would gather from that area, from that space, some congealed wine, apparently from all the libations, right, the water, the wine congealed over there. Right, Shadoma Legili. Dvela looked like a cake, a fig cake. Ubani Mizarfan and Sobakdusha, and they would come and burn it in the Azara. Shnama, as Pazak says, Bakodesh Hasech Nesech Shechar Lashem. You should pour it, right? Again, it literally means to pour Nesach Shechar Hashem literally means a wine libation for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem Shenizuchah B'Kedusha Kach Srifaso B'Kedusha. Right, just like the pouring is in Kadosh, so too the burning is in Kadosh. Gemara says, "My mashma, where do you see burning in that pasuk? Where do you get that from?" Right, but Kodesh Haseich Nesach Shechar Hashem talks about a wine libation, right, and some sort of avodah for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Where do you see the burning? So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, "I see Kadosh Kadosh." Really, it's Gzeir Shava. Okay, that's our pasuk. Then it says by burning over nosar, leftover korbanos for saraftas and nosar ba'esh lo yachal ki kodeshim. Right, you have to burn them. So again, you have the word kodesh here, the kodesh there. So they learn that right, they have to burn them. Okay. Okay. Now, the implication here, just to be clear, when Rabbi Elazar ben Tzedek said right, that the shisen is this little space where the little kohanim could go down, right, it means what we're doing over there is that he's saying that that it's a much smaller space. Meaning, if you're picturing this big cavern, according to the Chachamim that we've been talking about up until now, when Rabbi Elazar ben Tzedek says that you could send a kohen down there, a little kohen, to go get the stuff, to go get the congealed wine. Obviously, we're not talking about lowering him miles down into the ground. It must have been a smaller area. So the Gemara now asks, "Kaman Azul the Hadatan, whose shita is the following Mishnah? The Nesachim b'tchila mo'alim b'hem. If you use the Nesachim, the libations, the wine that you're going to pour in the Mizbeach, so when they're first made into made kadosh, they're turned into libations, right? When it is designated, so that if you use them, then you violate Mi'ilah, the issue of using kodshim. Yardu l'shisin, but if once the wine is down in the shisins, then you in molin b'hem. If you for whatever reason you go down and use them, so then you don't commit Mi'ilah, meaning the avodah is done, and it's not like you're benefiting from hektish. So he says, well, who's that like? Lema Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Bar Tzadok, Rahi, right, it makes a lot more sense that it's Rabbi Elazar Bar Tzadok, right, the Irabanan Hanachtu Lutuchom, right, if it's going to the Chachamim, how in the world are you going to get the wine that you poured into the depths of the earth? That's not happening. So Gemara says, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbanan, really, you could say, it's like the Rabbanan, Bidi Iklat. Could be that the wine was, if you look at Rashi, Imtala Kli, Betoch HaShisen V'Kibel, for whatever reason you have this, I don't know, some sort of suspended contraption, where you're holding a vessel, right, some sort of Kli, some sort of utensil, some sort of bucket or pitcher or whatever, and you catch the wine as it's poured right, before it goes obviously all the way down to the depths. So that could be what the Mishnah is talking about. Okay. Vikidami, some people say, Lema Rabbanan Hivala Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzadok. Maybe it's Rabbanan Shita, right? The Rabbi Elazar, because if it's Rabbi Elazar Shita, Akati Bikhtishayu Kaimi. Because if it's Rabbi Elazar, they should still be kadosh, right? Meaning if they're still right there, if all the wine is right there, right, in the small area and it congeals or whatever, it's still pashtus, it's still kadosh. Well, you might have thought that it's not gone, it's not all the way in the depths. So Gemara says, I feel the timer of Rabbi Elazar. No, you can even say it's Rabbi Elazar. She does the in the chadav shenasa mitzvatzu me'olimbo, because ridiculous, right? There's never any chi of me'ila after something is used for a mitzvah, right? After the avodah is done and based on mitzvah, she poured on the mizbeach. You did the nisuch hayayin. There's not going to be any me'ila after the mitzvah is finished, right? Even if it's still sitting there. Okay, Amar Shlakish. Shlakish says, "Bezman shemenaschem yayin al gabe mizbeach." When you pour the wine on the mizbeach, poke in a shishim. They would plug up this hole. Right, so that the wine could collect, right, and people could see it. Like kind of mashin ember to fulfill the pasuk, but it says sechnech shechar l'Hashem. Right, so Gemara again says, my mashma, how do you see that pasuk teaches me that you have to plug up the shisin so everybody can see the wine that you pour in the mezbech? So Amar Papa shechar l'shon shtia l'shon svia l'shon sechrus. You have the word shechar has three implications. He says that you drink it, right? Svia, you also be satiated, right? You get filled up through wine, and also you get drunk, right? So again, one second. How does that teach me that you have to fill it up? Sorry, I'm not sure. I need a my mashma on Rav Papa. Because Rashi over here says right, the shechar. What does Rashi mention? Lashon shechar simcha v'nesicha, right? That could be that a different explanation. Meaning the nesicha, right? It seems to imply that it would be a nesicha is like a prince, I don't know. Okay, maybe we'll get back to that. Fine, weiter. Amar Papa, Papa says, Shema Minaki, Sava Inish Chamra, when a person becomes full with wine, Migrone Sava, he becomes full at the throat. Again, it's the same idea that you would fill it up and the wine would pool. So, right at where you pour in the wine, that's where the wine finishes. And a person becomes full. I guess that's the shot of Rav Papa, that it says if it's losan svia, a person becomes full when he drinks wine at the throat. What does that mean? So basically, if you look at Rashi, right, when a person drinks a lot of wine, a lot of gulps, a lot of drinking, a lot of, you take big, gulps, the word is gulps. You drink a lot of wine at one time. So that's when a person gets full with wine. If you take little sips, so then not so much. So maybe that's a pshat. Meaning, if losan shechar means that you're full, so it means that the wine is stopped up by the throat where you would pour it into the hole, right? And you're full, and there's no more wine that can go down. Okay, fine. Amar Rava says, "Tumer meribana l'dalon afisha lechamra ligma gemue." Or person, if you have a tumer meribana tam chacham, or really anybody who doesn't have a lot of wine, that is probably common that the tamer chacham didn't have a lot of money, so they probably didn't have a lot of wine. But either way, so if you want to feel full from the wine, so then you should drink, take a big gulps. Right? That's from 7-Eleven, maybe an oven, and drink a lot at one time, and then you'll feel full. Rav Akasa de Birchaza Agma Gemui, and sure enough, that's what Rav used to do when he had a Kus Shal Bracha, right? A Kiddush Avdala, whatever. That's what he would. That's what he would do. Darash Rav says, Rashi just adds Mishum Chivuv Mitzvah, just to show how dear it was to him. Right? It wasn't just he got an excuse to drink a cup of nice wine. Right? Rav wanted to show that he appreciated the mitzvah was to drink wine. So that was that's what he would do. Darash Rav Darshans Ma Dichtiv Ma Yafu Pamayach Ben Alayim Bas Nadiv. Right? Well, how nice are your steps in shoes? So my yafu pamosayin shal Yisrael. How nice are the when the Jews walk b'shasha olin the regal, when they go and walk up the steps, they go up to the aliyah the regal. Right? How beautiful is it that olin the regal? Right? Again, the word na'alim, when they are going up. Bas nadiv. What does that mean? Bito shal Avram Avinu shenikor nadiv. Right? We're talking about Bnei Yisrael compared to Avram Avinu, who is called a nadiv, who is called an honorable person. Shenemar nidivei amim nesfu am elokei Avram. The princes or the noblemen of the nations got together, right, with the nation of Amram. Elokei Avram elokei Yitzchak Yaakov. Right? Why do we mention Avram, not Yitzchak Yaakov? Elo, rather elokei Avram shayat tchila legerim. Right, Avram was the beginning. Was the first ger, as it were. Right, he quote unquote converted to Judaism. So he was the first Nediv Am, right? The kind of like of the Amim, right? From you came from the nations, right? To join Am Yisrael. Okay. Tana Debir Rav Anan Rav Anan said, "My Dichtiv." What does it mean when the pasuk says "Chamukei Reichayich"? The beauty or the niceness of your thighs. So lama nimshul divrei Torah yerech. Why are divrei Torah compared to a thigh? Lama lecha to tell you my yerech b'seser after divrei Torah b'seser. Just like the yerech, the thigh is kept covered. Right, it literally means in secret, but it's covered. Right, so too divrei Torah should be b'seser. Right, there's no mitzvah to post a picture of the daf yomi that you're studying on Instagram. Right, every time you start a new mesechta, Baruch Hashem, you should be very proud of yourself, but you don't need to put the first daf beis of every mesechta on your Facebook or whatever. It's also an Indian to learn bitznias, and you don't have to shout it from the rooftops. Vayinu damar Rabbi Elazar, what Rabbi Elazar said, my dechtiv wasn't mean. The pasuk says, "Hiki decha adam ma tov u'ma Hashem doresh mimcha." Right, tell to a person what's good. What does God want from you? Right, ki im asos mishpat or avas chesed atznei alechas amelakecha. Right, fairly well known pasuk. The Gemara darshens asos mishpat. What is that? So zadin, person should have judgment. Right, again, there's court cases and etc. Right, obviously mishpat. Vavas chesed du chesed zu gemilas chasadim. Okay, atznei alechas amelakecha. What do you mean? Beat snias with the kosh baruchu. Zuo tzasam esu achnasas kala luchopa. Right, the mitzvos of doing taking someone out to be buried, and achnasas kala. And then the Gemara says, "Valo dvarim kavachomer." It's kavachomer, right? Ma dvarim shabit dark and losses before hesia. It's a funny thing to say. Hatsnei lechazem elokecha bitzanua with the kodesh baruch hu when at a wedding and a funeral. Like, those are maybe the most public life events that we have in the Jewish life cycle. So it's a kav v'chomer, right? If you're telling me my devarim shadar kanasas b'var hesia, I'm retoras ne'alechas. If you're telling me that the things that you should do in public, right? You should be tsanua. So devarim shadar kanasas b'tzin alechas kam kamla. So for sure, if you things that you do in private, like let's say learning or other chesed that you do in private, so for sure we should take care to make sure to be tsanua, right? Tsanua doesn't necessarily, people think tsnius, they automatically drift to clothing and yes, in a chanami, tsnius is in clothing, but it's also a way of life, to be tsanua, to be private, right? Nowadays with the internet, social media, and all this stuff, our lives are all out there, right? It's not what Chazal wanted. Chazal thought that we should be private with our mitzvos and with our righteousness. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said, God allows tzedakah yoser mikol korbanos. Giving tzedakah is greater than bringing all the korbanos. Probably any of the korbanos. I would imagine all the korbanos is an exaggeration, but maybe not. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Asos tzedakah mishpat nivchar l'Hashem mizevach." Right, doing tzedakah mishpat is better than bringing korbanos. Rama Rabbi Lazar says, "Gadol gemilas chasadim yosher minat tzedakah." And chesed is even greater than tzedakah. Right, tzedakah is greater than bringing korbanos, and chesed is better than tzedakah. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Ziru lechem tzedakah v'kitzru lefi chesed." And again, the language of zera is to plant. Plant for yourself, tzedakah. And kitzru is kotzer, and reap, right, for kindness. So now, what's the difference between planting and reaping? So the Gemara says, im adam zareya, when a person plants, so safek ochel, safek enu ochel. Right? It's not clear, it's not definite whether he's going to eat the fruits of his labor, right? You plant in the winter, and you have no idea if it's going to grow, or in the fall, whatever it is. You have no idea if that seed is going to grow into something you can eat. But on kotzer, but the moment you reap, let's say the wheat or the barley, so okay, so vade ochel, that is food, right? You know for sure that you'll be able to eat that food. So that's how you see that chesed is greater than tzedakah, because that's the way it describes both things. Tzedakah is planting, and chesed is reaping. Right, so you know that chesed is definite, right? It's a higher level. Am Rabbi Elazar says, "In tzedakah mishtalemesh ela lefi chesed sheba," and tzedakah is rewarded based on the chesed that is done with it, meaning the cause, right, that a person is doing. Obviously, a person gives tzedakah is tremendous. But again, there are other ways, right? There are different ways to get tzedakah, right? Certain tzedakahs are, you know, again, certain tzedakahs are more quote unquote valuable than others, right? The way you do it, let's say if you just give a guy a handout, or maybe you set him up with a job interview, that's also an Indian of tzedakah and chesed, you know, and kind of teach him, right? Again, you can give a man a fish, or you can teach a man a fish. That's also a big, tremendous amount of tzedakah, right? Based on the chesed, right? Again, Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Ziru lechem tzedakah, kitzru lefi chesed." Again, also, right? You have the people who come around all the time to shul. You give them a dollar, a quarter, a shekel, whatever it is, every single day, and then you have, you know, the special cases where you're really doing a person a chesed. So yeah, it's just a different level of tzedakah. Tana Rabbanan with other rabbis, Mishloshet Dvarim, Gedola. There are three ways that chesed is greater than tzedakah. Tzedakah b'mamono. First of all, tzedakah is with money. Gimelas chasadim b'megufim b'mamono. And you can do chesed either with your money or yourself or your body. It's tzedakah b'aniyim, poor people. Tzedakah is just for poor people, but gimel chasadim ben aniyim ben lashirim, you can do chesed for anybody. And tzedakah l'chaim, and tzedakah obviously is given to people who are alive, right? And it doesn't help to give a guy who passed away any money, right? But gimel chasadim ben l'chaim ben l'mesim, obviously you can do chesed with both of them, right? You know, you can go, you can bury them, etc., right? Pay for shrouds, whatever, right? Obviously, chesed shalemes, right? That's the phrase of dealing with a person who's passed away, right? So chesed can even be done with someone who's passed away. So I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, "Kol osa tzedakah mishpat ki ilu mile kol olam kulu chesed." Right? If a person does chesed, tzedakah mishpat, it's as if you bring chesed to the entire world. Shneimar, the pasuk says, "Oy tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem mala aretz." It's a pretty straightforward pasuk. Kadosh Baruch Hu loves tzedakah mishpat and chesed of God, right, fills the world. So that's when you give tzedakah, right, chesed fills the world. So the Gemara says, "Shem atom." Right, again, the whole concept. Again, not sure this is exactly the pshat, but the whole mitzvah goreis mitzvah, right, people having influences on each other. Right, one person gives tzedakah, maybe someone else didn't want to give tzedakah, will give tzedakah behind him. Right, okay, fine. Definitely a good idea. Shem atom is a maybe you'll think call about likvot's kofetz. Maybe you want everybody who wants to jump can jump, meaning anybody who wants to jump to this level, right, and be matzliach, right, to do chesed. Right? You have to just kind of, you know, go and just give all your money for tzedakah, or do all, you know, spend all your time doing chesed. As the Tamalim, where the pasuk says, "My yakar chesed chelukim." Right. So how valuable is Kosh Baruch Hu? Is your chesed, meaning a person's not always zocha necessarily to be able to do this. So the Gemara says, yachal afi rei shemayim kein. So maybe you think that someone who's yirei shemayim can't get to this high level, right, is unable to, meaning just like someone who people can't necessarily always give chesed and tzedakah and get to this high level. Maybe that's also true of someone's yirei shemayim. So the Gemara says, no, tamalom, the pasuk says, chesed Hashem olam ve'olam al yireyav. But Kosh Baruch Hu's chesed is forever for some few people who fear him. Meaning if you're yirei shemayim, so you can get to that level of chesed and tzedakah, right, much better. So yiras shemayim, right, kind of leads you to those other things. Amar of Papa, Amar of Chamabar Papa, call Adam Sheish Alav Chain. Anybody who has chain is hard to translate. Chain is kind of like I've seen chain translated in the art school as like good countenance. I'm not sure what that means. The word countenance was not used. Has not been used in hundreds of years. I don't know what that means. I mean, you have a good look on a person's face. He's, you know, you can see chut shel chesed, as they say in the Hebrew. But a person has chen, a person has a nice is not a good translation. And he has a kindness, also not a great translation. And he has a beauty, is also not a good translation. It's a combination of all those things. Anyway, person who has chen, be'adushu yirei shemayim. It's got to be that he has yirei shemayim, right? You can see it on his face. Hashem's pasuk says chesed Hashem me'olam ve'olam al yireyav. Right? Al yireyav. Right? Hashem's chesed is on people who fear him, right? You can see it on their face. Amar Rabbi Elazar, finally, let's get to the two dots. My dechtiv, what's the meaning of the pasuk says? Pasuk from Eishes Chayel. Pia pascha b'chachom v'toras chasha al shona. What does that mean? V'chiyesh Torah shel chesed, v'yesh Torah she'ena shel chesed. What does it mean? It says, pia pascha b'chachma, right? Her mouth opens it with chachma. V'toras chesed al shona. And the Torah of kindness is on her tongue. Like, what is there Torah that's kind and not kind? Right? Where'd you get Torah? All of Torah is amazing. Ela Torah the Shema Zui Torah Shel Chesed. No, so the Torah Shel Olishma Zui Torah Shein Shel Chesed. So the two values, right, as you're probably familiar, right? There's two levels of Torah learning, right? One is Lishma, one is not Lishma. So that's what it's referring to, right? That she has Torah Chesed Al Shona, the Torah Lishma, right? That the woman has that she speaks, right? It's all Lishma. It's not necessarily. It's not shalol lishma, right? And therefore, that is the Torah's chesed that we're referring to. Ikad Amri, some people say that Torah lamda zui Torah shel chesed, shalol lamda zui Torah she'ena shel chesed. That no, the Torah that you learn in order to teach, that's the reference here. That's Torah's chesed. Torah that a person learns and without an intention to teach, so that's not Torah's chesed, right? Again, Torah's chesed, again, the idea is to give over the Torah that you learn. Right, that's the chesed that you're doing to someone else. You're teaching them Torah. So when you learn, halibah to the lamed, right? So if you learn in order to teach, that's the true Torah shel chesed. But if you try to keep it for yourself, so that is not the chesed that you are doing. Okay, shkoyach. We'll stop here to do that. So we'll invite you in the Halakha Shas tomorrow. We're going to finish the parak. Very exciting. We have a week left of the Masechta, and then we start the Masechta's Beitza. Very, very exciting. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.